Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's one of our favorite NFL apps out there. He has joined us frequently throughout the years to talk about the NFL, and we'll do so again here on the show today. Ross Tucker. Ross, good morning, buddy.
DA, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Do you think that Joe Montana thwarting a kidnapping might change the Montana versus Brady conversation?
No, I don't think so. I didn't know, though, until I just heard the update. I didn't know it was a female intruder or a female kidnapper. It's funny. I guess I just, you know, when you hear something like that, an intruder or a kidnapper, I guess I just assumed it was a man. So shame on me, I guess.
Yep. Montana, cool, collected, late in the game, big situation yet again. And you got to chalk that up for kind of a victory in the resume department. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers and just what type of level he is playing at. What do you think about what Rodgers has done through the first 3 weeks? I don't think it's probably able to be completely like this throughout the season, but is he playing at a different level than we've seen him maybe ever in his career right now?
I don't know if I can go there, man. I mean, he's had some years and some games where he's just been absolutely ridiculous. And he has been so far this year again. He's been awesome, clearly. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you go back, like, the years he won MVP and stuff. I can't say he's playing better than he ever has. But it certainly seems like he's playing better than he has in years. And so, you know, this is now where people will say, see, they just needed to light a fire under him by drafting Jordan Love. See, that's what they did. Meanwhile, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I don't know. If they had given him a first and second round pick that could help the team this year, think about how good they could be.
Yeah, I was questioning that Jordan Love decision when it happened, and I'm still questioning it. But right now, Rodgers is making mincemeat out of all these opposing defenses. You know, when you look at the Saints, now they're 1-2, and I wonder about what their trajectory is. Is there anything about this 1-2 start that really worries you about a Saints run this year?
Oh, yeah, their defense. I mean, their defense is really struggling at this point. I don't even remember the Packers really punting last night. And the week before, Derek Carr totally carved them up. And even week one, you know, Brady was just trying to figure things out with the Bucs. But Brady had a lot of success against them moving the ball. Now, he had those two picks. The one was a pick six. The one he was on the same page as Mike Evans. But still, I mean, I really think their defense, I don't understand it. You know, Marshawn Lattimore and Janoris Jenkins are both pretty good players. Malcolm Jenkins, they've got some guys. But they are really struggling on that side of the ball. I mean, to give up 37 points without Davante Adams is hard to believe. And unless that defense gets much, much better, they're not really going to be a contender this year.
Ross Tucker joins us this morning here on the show. There's been a lot of defenses that leave you scratching your head. We were just talking about the Minnesota Vikings. What is going on in Minnesota where Mike Zimmer's defense is just getting throttled every single week?
Well, they've got a lot of new guys over there. I mean, they got rid of Xavier Rhodes, Trey Waynes. You know, Everson Griffin's not there anymore. Daniil Hunter's hurt. I mean, they just got a lot of dudes that they've changed. They've kind of had to rebuild on the fly here. Anthony Barr's done for the year with a torn pec. I mean, you're talking about five or six. I mean, they've had some guys on defense now for a while. And you think about the amount of guys they've lost, I think it's just too much. I mean, the guys they're playing with at corner are not very good. Losing Anthony Barr really hurts. Daniil Hunter's by far their best edge rusher. He's gone. They don't even have Linval Joseph at D tackle. I think that's really a Jimmy and Joe's thing, not an X's and O's thing.
You also host the podcast Bet Sweats, all about the NFL and the odds. And going into yesterday, even though the Eagles were 0-2, they were a 5-point favorite most places over the Cincinnati Bengals. They would be at home. They'd get healthy. They'd get a win, get back on track. We end up in a tie with the Bengals. And by the end of the game, Doug Peterson is so hesitant to even use his offense. Instead of trying a 63-yard field goal, he would rather just punt and take the tie at home against the Bengals. This leads us to all types of questions about Carson Wentz. You know that organization intimately. What do you make of Wentz beginning this season 0-3? Or really 0-2-1, but feels like 0-3.
Yeah, I mean 0-2-1. By the way, don't even get me started on ties, bro. And maybe I'm just selfish, but I can't stand for the whole rest of the season. I do a lot of Eagles stuff on the radio.com app, WIP and stuff. The whole rest of the year, I got to remember, oh yeah, they're 2-4-1 now, or they're 1-3-1. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. And then even for the Bengals too. Plus, you know, and the people, international listeners of like my podcast, they're always like, what's so wrong with a draw? What's so bad with about a tie or a draw? And it's, I don't know. I guess DA, it's like a uniquely American thing because they're so used to having draws. But in America, both teams feel like they lost. The mission is to win. The mission is not to not lose. The mission is to win. So both teams feel like they lost. Nobody gets to have that good feeling of accomplishing the goal, achieving the mission, whatever you want to call it. As for Wentz, he looks to me like he's really having some issues right now mentally. I mean, the first couple games, I thought he was pressing, and I thought he was trying to do too much. Then this last game, it almost seemed like he was a little gun-shy. Now, in fairness to him, he is trying so hard. Like, he ran for over 60 yards. He's trucking guys, the end of regulation. He's going out there and diving with 20 seconds left for the game-tying touchdown. I mean, he's giving it everything he can. You can't question his heart, his guts, all those things. He's just not playing well enough. I mean, he's got 6 picks through 3 games. The last 3 years, he's thrown exactly 7 picks. 3 years in a row. 7 picks, 7 picks, 7 picks. He only has 6 this year.
Do you think that he's been spooked by having Jalen Hurts drafted in the second round behind him?
I don't know that, but I think that is absolutely where people are going to take this thing. And, you know, he's played now 4 years. This is his 5th year. And even as a rookie, he played pretty well. 2017, he could have been the MVP of the league. 2018, he was playing pretty well until he got hurt. Last year, he finished so strong with all those practice squad guys, winning all those games to win the division and make the playoffs yet again. I think it's probably reasonable for people to wonder if having Jalen Hurts get drafted that high has had an impact on his psyche. But then again, like, he had a baby now, so he's a dad. Now, I mean, I don't like to try to psychoanalyze guys. I don't know what the reasoning is, but he's never thrown picks like this. Like, he's never, that's never been his issue.
Why do you think that Matt Nagy decided to pull the ripcord on Mitch Trubisky when he was 2-0? I mean, once you go to Nick Foles and he comes back and wins yesterday, can you afford to ever go back to Mitchell Trubisky in that locker room?
I think you can. I think that's a little bit overblown. I don't think you will. I mean, Foles played so well. I don't know how you go back to Foles. I mean, I don't know how you go back to Trubisky next week, right? I think you stay with Foles now because Foles was so hot. I mean, you know, those receivers, Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller, like if you try to go back to Trubisky now, they'd be like, you're going to do what? You got to be kidding me. So I think it'll be Foles for a while. But if they have a game later on where Foles is struggling like Trubisky did, and Foles has a terrible pick like Trubisky did, and Nagy thinks, you know what, maybe if I put Trubisky in there, they're not ready for him, Trubisky can run a little bit, maybe we sneak out and win this game, I wouldn't be shocked if he did it.
The Texans are 0-3. Do you blame that just on this incredible schedule that they've played, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Steelers to open things up, or is there bigger problems in Houston?
I think it's primarily the schedule. I mean, I thought they'd be about a 500 team this year, especially losing DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I thought they'd be 7-9, maybe 8-8, and they probably still will be. I mean, they've played the three best teams in the AFC back-to-back-to-back. It can only get better moving forward from here. They haven't played any division games yet. So I think they'll still end up being what I thought they'd be, 7-9, 8-8, something like that. Maybe only 7-9, but I think they'll probably end up being about what we thought they'd be. They just, I mean, a really, really rough start schedule-wise.
You'll have to explain to me how Dan Quinn can do this. How can he oversee the Super Bowl collapse and then oversee last week's collapse and then oversee yesterday's collapse as a defensive coach?
Well, I mean, the answer is he can't and he won't for long. I mean, he's gone. You know, I mean, it's I'm talking to you on September 28th. We've seen teams play three games, and we know for sure that two head coaches are getting fired. And it's a matter of when, not if. And that's Adam Gase in New York and Dan Quinn in Atlanta. I mean, they're gone. It's less than 5%, maybe even less than 1% chance for both those guys. It's a shame for Dan Quinn. Seems like a good guy. I think he's actually a pretty decent coach, but you can't do what they've done the last couple weeks and keep your job, especially when after what happened last year, he kind of fought to save his job. Not going to happen again, especially in that division. And then with Adam Gase, I mean, I don't even need to go there. I mean, they're an embarrassment to the league right now with how they're playing. So it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's here we are where it's not even October yet, and we know these guys are going to get fired, and it's just like, okay, so now when do we do it? I wouldn't be surprised if the owners are already kind of having those meetings about, like, all right, when's the best time to do this for a bunch of different reasons.
I guess I just don't understand, though, how a defensive-minded coach can allow your defense consistently to do something that historically can't be done. Like, the Falcons had a 99% chance win probability in both of these games these last 2 weeks to win, and they found the 0.7% to lose because their defense, which is Dan Quinn's specialty, keeps collapsing. How does that happen?
Well, so there's a couple things, right? Number one, they would have still won the game against the Cowboys if it weren't for the special teams. And then yesterday, they had three or four straight three and outs on offense. So I mentioned that just to say, look, it's not just the defense, but in terms of the defense, they just don't have very many good players. I mean, you know, you watch them play, Grady Jarrett is the only guy that's really good. We knew going into the season they'd have the worst secondary in the NFL, and then A.J. Terrell, their first-round pick corner from Clemson, he's out with a COVID positive test. So now you don't have him. Aluakun is a good player. He was out. Tack McKinley was out. So then you start watching, you're like, who are these guys? I mean, they just don't have very good players. Now, I still think Dan Quinn and those guys should be able to get more out of what they do have, but they are not playing with a full deck on the defensive side of the ball there.
Ross Tucker joining us this morning here on the show. Now, you work alongside my front page story, and there's a lot of weddings going on right now. Big wedding season, early fall. This could be, I'm thinking, a pretty cool wedding gift for maybe somebody.
Well, so wedding gift or anniversary gift. So it's the coolest gift of all time. It's called MyFrontPageStory.com. It's the coolest gift for two reasons. One is to be able to tell your wife or whoever, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written about you. Like, who gets a story written about somebody for a gift, number one? And then number two, when they actually read it, when you get that framed copy in the mail that looks like it's been on the cover of the newspaper, and they read the quotes from you or your kids or whatever saying, man, we just never thank her for what she does for us. We never tell her how much we appreciate her. She'll cry. So number one, you get to say, I had a story written about you. Number two, you get to see her cry in a good way. I just can't, I had no idea until started doing research for this, DA, for myfrontpagestory.com, that the most weddings are September and October. Like, I can't believe that. I never thought that many people got married in the fall during football season. Over my dead body, that would have happened. But evidently, a lot of other guys allowed it to happen. So now you got to make up for it by getting your wife an anniversary gift at myfrontpagestory.com.
You're also the host of multiple podcasts, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and Bet Sweats. What do we got coming up on the pods?
Yeah, so Ross Tucker Football Podcast, every day, 30 minutes, former NFL player telling you what you need. Bet Sweats is awesome. It's on the radio.com app, 10 to noon every day. It's a daily betting show. Really, really enjoying it, man. I mean, especially during football season, but even like, I've been killing it on the NBA so far. Like, it's awesome. It really, look, you know what they say, DA? It absolutely does make all the games more interesting. There's no question. And I had a positive week again this week in the NFL. So check it out. Bet Sweats at Bet Sweats on Twitter and at Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter, so you can make sure you don't miss an episode of either one.
Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. Ross, always good to pick your brain, buddy. Thanks so much for getting up with us this morning.
Absolutely. Anytime, DA. You know that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.